This is Barry Mack from Irish Australian Radio, and on the line we have Mick Foster. Mick, where are you ringing from? Is it London or Dublin? I can't remember which.
No, it's neither, Barry. It's from Mullingar, right in the very middle of Ireland.
It's Mick Foster from Foster and Allen, that famous duo, and they're coming to Australia, and we're very, very lucky. Thank you very much for your time, Mick. It's very good of you. Appreciate it. We're all looking forward to your visit. You're a very popular pair of entertainers, and that's a fact. You know, you've got a huge following, as you know. Do you still enjoy travelling around, Mick?
We do. Yeah, we don't do as much now as we used to do, but this is our 20th trip to Australia. So at this stage, we know a lot of people out there, and we've met over the years. So we're looking forward to going back out and running into them again, and then you know when we come home we're off for the summer, so it's not as hectic as it might seem.
Right, so I guess it'll take you a bit of time to recover from your ventures, wouldn't it?
It does, and the older you get, the longer it takes to recover.
Well, that's true about a lot of things. That's a very bad subject. We won't talk about that one, I think.
No, we'll ignore that totally.
Yes, and how do you do a lot of singing yourself? You're the accordion man, aren't you? I mean, both of you are, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. Look at we do a fair bit of the singing and talking rubbish and bits of comic songs and stuff like that, and then the accordion I do, and then Tony does the you know the heavy stuff, if you like, the Maggies and Bunch of Time and that kind of. You know, the real slow romantic stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess somebody has to do that, huh?
That's exactly it now, and I don't sound right singing romantic songs.
Listeners, we're listening to Mick Foster from Foster and Allen, and we're looking forward to their visit coming up, and you're kicking off around the 1st of May in a place called Toowoomba, which is in Queensland. I'm sure you know it very well, you being regular visitors. You'd be able to show me around this
country. We've been in Toowoomba several times, so we're used to it. And there's a neighbour of ours just down the road here, and he lives in Toowoomba, so we're looking forward to seeing him when we get out there.
Up in the Darling Downs, it's a beautiful place, yes.
Oh, yeah, look, everywhere in Australia is nice, and, you know, especially from, I suppose, Newcastle up. The weather is great. It's even though it's going into year winter, it's still the equivalent of our summer. So we're looking forward to the good weather as well.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning here in Sydney, and we have beautiful weather. It's about 23 degrees outside. It's supposed to be getting into autumn, so we're very fortunate with the weather here. That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah, it was around 20 here today with us as well, and. So we're just having good weather for a change at the present minute, but I think over the next few days it's going to turn back into rain again, which is a major problem in Ireland.
Well, rain is good. We could do with a bit of your rain. We'd love it if you sent some over. Where are you originally from?
I was born in County Kildare, but I'm in Westmeath for near 60 years. Since I was still going to primary school when they moved to Westmeath.
And do you live on a little farm or do you live in a town itself?
No, I live out. I used to have a small farm, but I just sold it and we moved down the road about a mile or a kilometre, whatever you want to call it. And I'm about 4 miles out from the centre of Mullingar. I can see the lights of Mullingar from the house, but we're still out in the heart of the country.
Were you ever tempted to? You've had a look at a lot of lovely places over the years. Were you ever tempted to bail out of Ireland, go somewhere else?
No, never. I wouldn't be tempted to bail out of Ireland. I wouldn't be tempted to move to a town or a city. I'm quite happy where I am. The people round about me are lads that I went to primary school with, and we would go out for a drink every Friday night when we're at home, and you know, I've no wish, or would have no wish, to move away, you know, into somewhere that you wouldn't know anybody.
Yeah, that's the price you pay for living in another country, but you know, sometimes it's worth it. Some of us like to travel, and some of us are lucky enough to be happy at home, and that's a very good thing as well. Has anything funny ever happened to you on your travels? Like, did you ever forget the words of a song, for example, on stage?
Oh, well, that would happen on a semi-regular basis. But we would be, I suppose, old enough and experienced enough that you'd cover it up. We would never stop.
You'd bluff it.
You know, and most times, if you forgot a word or mixed up a line, as long as you improvised and kept going, nobody would even notice.
True. And do you ever get the jitters? Do you ever get nervous before you go on stage?
Oh, no, never. Never happened in my life. I'm doing radio and television since I was 15, back in 1963, and I never got nervous going on or going to do anything. It's something that I suppose I was lucky enough to have it, that, you know, I never suffered from nerves in any manner or means.
You're a very lucky man. Tell me this, are you, when you pick a song, are you careful about a song that it matches, you know, your accordion, for example? Do you have different songs for different...
Well, look, we try and pick songs that we're able to do on stage rather than, you know, sometimes with the record company you'd have to do songs that they would want you to do, especially for the CD. But in general, we try and pick songs that suit us, number one, and number two, that would be suitable for doing at a concert rather than just doing all stuff on a CD that mightn't be suitable for us at the concerts, or, you know, that you might be able to do in the studio but you wouldn't be able to do on stage. That can be a bit of a problem if you did something like that.
I guess that's part of being professional, you know. What goes where, huh?
Yeah, I suppose. Well, we're 44 years out, so if we don't learn a little bit by now, sure, look, we'll never learn it.
You're probably just starting to get the hang of it anyway.
Just about. Another 44 years and we'll be flying.
You will indeed. And I know that, does the crowd react? Do they get up and do the sing when you're doing your stuff? I know I've been to a few.
Oh yeah, you know, by now our audience know most of our songs, and they sing along and clap along and just enjoy themselves, and that's what we're there to do, to you know, make people enjoy themselves for a couple of hours and forget whatever trouble or problems they may have.
Well, that's the point of the exercise, going to see people like yourselves to let us drift off into...
It is, of course.
And your stuff is always... It's always very upbeat and positive, and it brings people up.
Yeah. It does. We try and not do dirges if we can, you know. We try and do as much happy stuff as possible.
Well, that's the idea. That's a very good thing. So, how many CDs, how many albums do you actually have out these days? I've lost count. I've got a shelf full of them myself.
Yeah, well, I suppose in Ireland we probably would have, and in the UK we would probably have more than 50. How many we would have out in Australia or New Zealand, I wouldn't have a clue, because, you know, sometimes they bring out different stuff than we would have here, or that they might take stuff from our new CD and put it together with stuff from an older CD and bring it out that way. But in Ireland and the UK, we probably have over 50 albums done.
I suppose they have to mix and match. Yeah, that's I've seen that.
That's it, for their own audience and all that.
So when you get back from touring, I guess you're very happy and relieved to get back home. No place like home, huh?
Oh, that's for sure. And we're off for the whole summer when we come back from Oz, so we'll have plenty of time to recharge the batteries. We have no major tour on when we come back. We have a couple of short ones. We have one in Newfoundland in September, and we have a couple of weeks in Northern Ireland in October. And that's the kind of it until after Christmas. And then we do a month here in Ireland. And then March, April, we go back to the UK for a month. And then it's near summer again, so we're off for the whole summer again, you know. So it sounds a lot harder than it is.
No, it sounds like you have a very interesting life. And like I said to Tony, you'd never get lonely because people would want to have a chat with you on your travels, you know, and even at home as well.
Oh, that's for sure. And I have the luck of my wife is our band leader, so she plays keyboards and flute and whistle. So she's with me at all times, you know, touring as well as at home. So
that's lovely.
Glad to have someone to have a chat with and fight with and whatever.
Exactly. And does the band travel with you, or do you pick up a band on the way?
No, we have the same band. There's five of us on stage, and the only thing that we do I suppose different is we bring our own sound engineer everywhere. But there's five of us on stage. Our bass player is 37 years with us, and Myra, my wife, is 27 years with us, and our guitar player is 17 years with us. So, we're getting used to one another at this stage. So, we travel together, the six of us travel together all the time.
What's the name of your bass player?
Ollie Kennedy.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's great. I was just testing...
Him and Barry Coleman, a friend of his, wrote After All These Years.
Right, very good. That's a great song, that one.
And yeah, great song. So they write stuff for us, and we have several people writing songs for it, because neither Tony or myself would be capable of doing anything like that.
I think you both do a great job, a great partnership there, and we really enjoy your visits. Mick Foster, I really do appreciate your time, and thank you very much, and we'll look forward to catching up with you. I definitely will be at your show in a place called Thurule, which is just north of Wollongong. I'm sure you'll know it, Anita's Theatre.
Right, if you're there, come in and have a chat, come in and see us.
I will, I definitely will, I'll be there for sure, and my other half as well. Again, thank you very much for your time. It's a real pleasure having a chat, and look forward to your visit.
No bother. Thanks very much.
All the best, Mick. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Take care.